Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O radiant light, O Sun divine, of God the Abba's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Word of God, the source of life, praises your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. O Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise thee, Abba, with the Word, the Spirit blessed and with them one. Amen. Let us give thanks to the God of light, always and for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praised be Adonai Elohim, ruler of the universe, who led our ancestors in the faith by a pillar of cloud by day, and a pillar of fire by night, and prepared a lamp for the anointed. Light up our darkness, O God, by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet, and a light to our path. For you are full of loving kindness for your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Abba, Word, and Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Our God answers to no one in heaven or on earth. Not to us, Adonai, not to us, but to your name give the glory, because of your love and your truth, lest the nations say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens, and answers to no one. Their gods are crafted by hand, nothing more than silver or gold. They have mouths that are mute, and eyes that are blind. They have ears that are deaf, and noses that cannot smell. With their hands they cannot feel, their feet cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who worship and trust in them. Let all of Israel trust in Adonai, who is their help and their shield. Let the house of Aaron trust in Adonai, who is their help and their shield. All who reverence God, trust in Adonai, for God is your help and your shield. God remembers us and will bless us, will bless the house of Israel, and bless the house of Aaron. Adonai will bless those who worship, the little no less than the great. May God bless and grant you increase for you and for all your children. May you be truly blessed by Adonai, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to Adonai, but the earth is entrusted to us. The dead do not sing God's praises, nor those who go down into silence, but we who live bless Adonai, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our God answers to no one in heaven or on earth. A reading from the letter of Saint Paul to the Romans. The gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. Just as you once disobeyed God, but have now received mercy because of the disobedience of the people of Israel, so they have now disobeyed in order that, by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God leaves all free to be disobedient, that God might have mercy upon all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Adonai remembers the covenant forever, the promise for a thousand generations. Adonai remembers the covenant forever, the promise for a thousand generations. God's call and gifts are irrevocable. Adonai remembers the covenant forever, the promise for a thousand generations. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. Adonai remembers the covenant forever, the promise for a thousand generations. O Lord, even dogs feed on the scraps from the master's table. And Jesus said, great is your faith, O woman, your daughter is healed. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Lord, even dogs feed on the scraps from the master's table. And Jesus said, Great is your faith, O woman, your daughter is healed. For those who suffer most, those rejected, abandoned, and forsaken, move us with your compassion, O God. For those who are hungry, thirsty, or strangers in our land, move us with your compassion, O God. For those who are naked, sick, or in prison, move us with your compassion, O God. For those who are oppressed by racism, sexism, and classism, move us with your compassion, O God. Send forth your Spirit, O God, and renew the face of the earth. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God of life and love, you sent Jesus to announce the reign of heaven to the people of Israel in word and in deed. But the Canaanite woman convinced him to extend his healing compassion into Gentile territory. May we follow his example and share our compassion and concern to embrace those whom church, society, or culture exclude or marginalize for any reason. For yours is the power and the glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God whose healing is offered to all peoples, nations, and creatures bless us and all of creation with the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Salve. Ad te clamamus, exules Filii Eve, ad te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.